Largo Band of Gold, my name is Daniel Wood, judging you in the area of percussion here at the Marching MPA, Pinellas County, District 9. I'm judging percussion and I'm in the press box. I'm going to turn off this air conditioner because this is too loud. Yeah, cool front introduction here. It has that intriguing sound to it. Yeah, great EQ on the trumpet. That's not my responsibility, but wow. Best sound I've heard all day. Keep going. Yeah, nice work on the chimes there. Neat introduction there. What's that night gallery sound from the 70s? Yeah, intriguing here. Tasty percussion of the upper membranes on the snares. Good for you. Appreciate the independent four mallet work. Marimbas. Now watch timing here. Da-da-da-da-da. Appreciate the rise and fall. Just roll inside two with the snares. Yep. Interesting pause there musically, though. Almost felt like that space needed to be filled up. If the pit's mic'd, they can be a little bit louder for my taste. But the timing's good with the concert bass and the back basses. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the precision with the feet and the bass drums in the back. Yeah, cool bit visual to music there with the pit with the rifles. Good for you. Interesting music. Not my caption. Yeah, on the skok drum. Roll to the release. Cool. It's all tasty. Mm-hmm. Love the precision. And finesse. Yeah, keep going. What's that release point? Da-dee-da. Hmm. All right. Centers the snare to the bass. Works. Yeah, is this fast tempo? This is really cooking. That's moving. It's probably like 190. Hang in there. It's control. Yeah, that was cooking like about here. That's moving. Good for you. I'm not sure what. Okay, so we got clock sounds. Need synth sounds. All right, battery. Let's press that de Solorando to this phrase point. Yeah, neat sound effect. The patch there, the clock, and then the synth. Kind of an ethereal sounds there. The marimba work there, I'm not hearing a lot of it up here as far as that like ostinato or arpeggiation work. I think the vibes can all come out. I hear that. Yeah, I just want to hear a little more of the metals, the second row. Hang in there, trumpet. Cool EQ setting. As far as the reverb and ambiance of the electronics. Yeah, from the tuple to the triple feel. Well handled battery. The tuning of that, but that's not my caption. Like the clock hands, cool. I get it. Watch the timing here. Yeah, when the basses came in to the synth. Again, another quick tempi. It's fast. I hear the bells. I just think if the metals, the vibes are mic'd or whatever, turn it up, and if they're not, then maybe look at a little bit harder mallet. I know it's the sun is hitting you, and so it bakes the bars. I get it. That's secondhand type, or, you know, stopwatch type sound. Cameron Swayze there. Appreciate the dampening technique there. Buffling. Sequential. Yeah, this all works. Interesting. So a few growing. Keep it going. Yeah, all right. I just want to... Big Ben sounds. Cool. Yeah, just percussion up front. I know it's kind of a featurette for you. Just we got to just look at the balance of that to the winds, like how those interact. If it's a percussion feature and wind is accompanied, I get it, but it's got to make them really distinct. Cool. Chugga-dugga-duck. Yep. It's working, Largo. All these fast tempos. Uh-huh. One, two. Yep. Keep going. Yeah, I like the battery riding. Sometimes it's a little busy, but you know, the metrics call for, like, this fast tempo stuff, so... Uh-huh. Again, I like to hear the mallets a little more on some of those passages. I see it. I just don't hear it. Yeah. Nice roll quality there, snares. Yep. Chicka-dicka-dick. Nice dynamic shift and change and contouring. Yep. And visual contribution with the rest of the wind line. Half time in the feet. Yep. Got it. Almost dissipating, the clock fading out. Yeah, cool. And we're gonna put the portrait back together again here. Ding. Cool. I like the bookends there, the recapitulation, or just how we start the show and end the show. Yeah, and on a sidebar, I'm so excited because I'm going to London in like a month or so, and I get to, you know, hear those Big Ben chimes live and in person. So fun stuff, man. I really do. I enjoyed your product overall and your presentation, and then the percussion parts were really tasty. You know, I sound like I harped on it. I'd like to hear the mallets more as far as if they are amplified. If they're not, I get it. You do with what you got. The synth part could have been a little bit stronger at times, just to add that presence and ambiance to the overall ensemble. But the metrics, the battery stuff all worked well for your presentation and the effects of it and a style of it. So you got a lot of good things going on. And I think you're on the right path. I have not seen the band in a little bit, so I think you've got some good recovery going on from COVID. I thought you were smart about your programming and what you're doing with the kids, so keep going. And keep recruiting like crazy and doing, you know, mix up the recruiting. Go over there and teach some private lessons to the kids at the middle schools and, you know, bring the drum line over and get them excited and, you know, wear the uniform, play some cadences or whatever you got and get them excited, because that's what it did for me when I was in middle school. When the high school came over and performed for us, I was like, oh my God, I want to be a part of that, because I thought it was just so super cool. So just mix it up or go work with them on their concert band music or show them some rudiments and fundamentals and all that stuff. So just to continue to grow the percussion program, okay? All right, well, congrats, Largo. I wish you all the very best, and thanks so much. Yeah.